Oh my God, Enoch. My mother is going to freak out when I tell her we're married and I'm pregnant. I thought you said she was always badgering you to get married and have kids, he replied, not wanting to mention how his father and grandfather would likely freak out or worse. Yeah, she has, but she hasn't even met you. Not to mention she probably was hoping I'd have a traditional church wedding. You don't know my mother. Well, I can't wait to meet her and get to know her, he replied. Be careful what you wish for, Karen responded with a chuckle. Are you sure your parents are going to be okay with this? I know you said they would be, but... she said, trailing off.
Yes, yes, of course, they'll be all right with it,
he said, sounding more as if he was trying to convince himself than his new bride. Okay, well, I hope you're right. I don't want to start off on the wrong foot with them.
I'm right, you'll see,
he replied, trying hard to sound confident. Enoch the Fourth felt his stomach lurch. Recalling his grandfather's threat to make sure she's no longer available if he didn't break off the relationship. But if he was wrong about how his family would react to this new development, things could get ugly quick. And if Karen ever found out they asked him to dump her just hours before he proposed, at best he'd lose her trust. He didn't even want to think of the worst-case scenario. And now he was wrestling with how best to break the news. Where are we going to live? Karen asked, interrupting Enoch's thoughts.
I don't know. Your place is bigger, but my place is closer to my parents.
Her question spurred the memory of the elders' plan to bring all the Slaughter families under one roof until additional homes could be built on the 5-acre estate. Yet another complication he hadn't thought about. Just amping up the pressure of marrying Karen without first preparing her for some of the realities of being a Slaughter. I guess we don't have to make the decision right away, Karen replied, giving him a temporary reprieve from an uncomfortable conversation. So, when are we going to tell your parents? Karen asked, putting him immediately on the spot again.
Well, we're invited to dinner at their house on Tuesday,
he offered, not having had the opportunity to come up with a better option. You want to wait for 2 days to tell them?
Well, I'd like to tell them sooner, but I have to go to work later today. And besides, I want to buy you a ring before telling them. How would it look to say we're married and you don't even have a ring?
His response only dug him a deeper hole. Not only was he not anxious to tell his parents, but he wasn't scheduled to work and didn't have enough money saved to afford a diamond ring. He lied about work, hoping it would give him the time to set things right with his parents and grandfather. He didn't dare break the news with Karen present for fear of their reaction. He was playing a dangerous game, but the web of lies would be worth it if he could smooth the waters with his kinfolk. He was asking a lot. Not only did he have to change their jaundiced opinion of her, but he had to ask for money for the ring and exemption from the requirement of living at the estate. I guess that makes sense. I want to call and tell my parents and grandma, though. Is that okay?
Whatever you think is best, he replied, relieved she wasn't protesting his plan to wait until Tuesday.
Well, better they freak out over the phone than if we visited them and told them out of the blue.
You know them best.
Yeah, and I'm sure they will insist that I introduce you to them soon. Are you up for road trips to Duluth and Richfield? Or maybe we could invite them to come here and introduce them to your family, she suggested.
Whatever you'd like,
he replied matter-of-factly, despite not feeling at all comfortable with the prospect of their family's meeting. Oh, this is so exciting, isn't it? Karen exclaimed, bouncing up and down in her seat with unbridled enthusiasm as they pulled into her driveway. Enoch strained to smile in response, despite feeling quite the opposite and knowing he had to work some magic to keep his new bride happy and perhaps alive.